Karibos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bavakama daf Ayin, and we are here at Ayin Amud Aleph. We are here on the first line by the Nehar Doi. If you remember yesterday, right, we basically spent the entire time talking about Rashita of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that a person has to have both the item Shalom and has to be Bershuzo, right, in order to evoke if some sort of halachic change and to be Makdashit or whatever. Right, if you remember, that if you, for example, his statement was that if you stole something but there's no Yeyush, right, so then neither the owner or the thief can be makdish it, because first of all, it's not in the rishus of the thief; it's not his. It's not in the rishus of the owner, right? It's not in his backyard, and it's not shalom. It's not, it doesn't belong right to the thief, right? And he's not allowed to. He's not allowed to be makdish it either, because it's not shalom. It's not his. So Amri Nehar Doi, he's now back in the Gemara on Ayin Amud Aleph, top line. The Nehar Doi said, the people of Nehar Doi said, Lokas vinan urkasa de meltautale. We don't write. Urkasa is basically a power of attorney, meaning someone, you know, allowing someone else to act on your behalf in Beis Din to collect metaltal, to collect property that is, you know, again, is not karka, meaning, i.e., stuff that's not in your rishus. Right? Amar Rav Ashi la'meimar, in my time, why not? Amar Lai said, because Mishum the Rabbi Yochanan, right? Rabbi Yochanan Shita. If you take Rabbi Yochanan Shita to the end, logically, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Gezel Blanosei Shu Abayelim, right? Shneim Leim Yechol Lahakdish, and if Yishu Zesh Enu Shalom, right? If Yishu Zesh Enu Shalom, right? If Yishu Zesh Enu, like we said before. So basically, since it's not in the guy's property, right, he can't necessarily set up, right, a power of attorney, because it's not there. Again, the pashas is that it's you know, that it's not in his rishos, right? It's not, and he's not it's shalom, but it's not in his rishos. So he can't set up that that legal system mechanism. So Amr Ikadamri, some people say that Amr in the Haradoi, Lokas Vinan or Kosa de Metalti a Kafre, but the Kafre. Right, that he said specifically the Nahardoi said that only in a case where the guy denied having the item, in that case, we say that you're not allowed to set up some sort of lawyer, right, to represent you. But time of the Kafre the Mexica Shekhra, only because what it looks like you are lying, but the kafre, of a low kafre, because we know. But if he didn't deny it, so then that we would necessarily allow them to write a you know, to allow this guy to represent him in Beis Din. Amar Nehar Doi, and Nehar Doi also says urkzel lo kosev bay if zil dun v'zochi v'avik lenafshe les bay mashasha. If again along the lines of this urkza, then this power of attorney, if the Lashon does not say, go take this guy to Beis Din and take the item for yourself, right, or take the result for yourself, that's not, let's be a Masha, that's not a good Urkasa. So Gemara says, my time, and why is that? Why is that not true? Mishum de Amalei Hech Lav Baldvarim Didiat. Because if the guy says, meaning if the lawyer, quote unquote, or the really, it's not really a lawyer, it's really like a representative in Beis Din, right, you can't go, you live in New York, you can't go to Philadelphia to sue this guy in Beis Din, so you say, okay, you take care of it for me. So right, you tell Reuven to go take care of it. So he's, unless you write that he is the one who is allowed to take the item in question, right, that doesn't work. Why? Because the guy who has the item, let's say, for example, that you're trying to get it back from, he can just say, you're not shaykh to this case whatsoever, right? It's not yours, and you're not, you don't represent the guy. Right? So long as, if the guy is able to, if Reuven is allowed to take the item if he wins, so then already, that's you know, that's very legitimate. Amar Rabbi, because of the mechta, the shus revia, migu de mishtai dina apaga, mishtai dina akula. And Rabbi just says that if the guy also has a share in the item, let's say a half or a third or a quarter, so that counts. Meaning, because then he can, you know, do the whole case. That's enough. Amar Amemar, it tough us. And then if the guy says, takes the item, meaning if Reuven then takes the item for himself, right, so then lo mafkina mina, right, we don't take it out of his hands. Meaning, again, if Pasha says he's, obviously the Heskim, the understanding is that if he wins the case, he'll give the item back to the guy. But if he keeps it himself, right, and doesn't give it back to him, so then you can't get it out of him, right? Because again, it was written over to him, right? He had the power to kind of act on this guy's behalf and based it. Rav Ashi Amar came in the Kasvile called the Misanin Min Dina Kiblas Alai Shleich Shavya. Rav Ashi says, not really, right? Because the guy says, right, since the guy says he's going to pay, Kome Anin Beidina Kiblas Alai, he's going to pay all of the fees. Right, meaning that again, in Pasha's either fees or it means that, you know, the result of the Beis Din. Either way, since that Lashon, right, you know, obviously, if the guy's not, you know, if the guy's agreeing to pay, for example, let's say in the first understanding that the guy's agreeing to pay all the funds and all the fees that are, you know, associated with the court case. So, if if that must mean, says Ravashi, that he's only a shliach, he's not actually in the guy's stead, and a shliach obviously cannot take the item for himself. Some people say that, no, really he didn't say that he was a shliach, really he said that he was a shutof, he was a partner, meaning that he would give him chetzi, he would give him part of the item in question, not the entire thing. So Mayav Kamina, the guy says, well, Mayav Kamina, what's the case, what's the difference between those two, whether he was a shliach or a shutfin? So Lamitva's Palago, right, if the guy actually took half of it, let's say you got, you know, he was able to win $100,000 and he ended up taking 50. So according to the Shliach, so he can take, he's not allowed to take any of it. If he's, I mean, he can only take the fees, right, that the salary involved. If he's a Shutov, if he's a partner, so then he's allowed to take half of it and he can't take it out of it. And Vilchus and Aloha, sure enough, right, is Shliach Shavi, he's making him as a Shliach, right, and he can't actually take the actual item for himself. Okay, Vayter. Now, back to Dalav Hay. Dalav Hay, this mission says as follows. Ganav al pishnayim v'tavach u'machar al piyam. Right, let's say in a case where two witnesses come and say that both, meaning two witnesses witnessed both the theft and the tvicho mechira, o al pishnayim acherim, or there were two witnesses that saw the theft and two witnesses that saw either the tvicho or the mechira. That's going to be important at that part. Mishalim tashlumi arba chamisha. In both of those cases, you pay dalav behei. Ganav v'nachar b'shabbos, ganav v'machar levar azara, ganav v'tavach v'yam kippurim, ganav mishal aviv v'tavach u'machar, v'achar keich meis aviv, ganav v'tavach v'achar. Well, we should probably explain all these cases. Basically, all these cases, you're not going to be chayiv misa. And therefore, there's going to be no kimli v'rav minei. And never going to be chayv dalav hay, but let's just explain the cases. Ganav b'machar b'shabbos, right? That's self-explanatory. If he sold it on Shabbos, obviously, if he shecht it on Shabbos, then that's chil Shabbos and he's chayv misa. But if he sold it on Shabbos, that's not a malacha. And business is also on Shabbos because of ksiva. You may come to write things down. That's how you did business back in the day, and nowadays also, obviously, in different forms. But that mechir is not a chil Shabbos del raisa, and therefore you're not going to be chayv misa, and therefore you would pay dalav hay. If you sold it to a avodah zara, that's also not an isra misa. You're not going to get misa, so therefore you're going to get paid dalav hay. Kanav v'takav b'yom kippurim. If you shechted, excuse me, on Yom Kippur, if you look at Rashi, because there you don't get misa in Beis Din, you just get kares, which is obviously bad, but you're not going to get misa in Beis Din, right? Whenever we say kimlei, that's only if there's two punishments that are enforceable in Beis Din. So by Yom Kippur, right, that's not a thing. So therefore, you would pay dalav hay. God of Mishal Aviv v'tavach u'machar. Right, again, you stole your father's, and then your father passed away afterwards, right? So then you're going to be yorish. Right, and then therefore, when he shechts it or sells it, it's his. Right, and when he inherits his father. Right, and Rashi just points out if the father died before the tvicha mechira, so then right then he would have to, right then what's it called? That he'd be putter because again it would. Oh, sorry. What is it? So in the case where what happened? In the case where the father was alive, right, and then he shechted, and then the father died, right? That's the case over here. The case in the Mishnah, in this first part, is that the father was alive the entire way, and he died after the tvicha mechira, so then he would be chayv to pay dalav hay, right? Pashas to the Yorshim, to the inheritors. Right? And if he stole and then shechted, and then it became kader, right? The guy was makdish, so then mishalim to avar chamisha, you're going to end up paying, right, dalav hay in all of those cases. Let's say the guy shechted it, right, stole it and shechted it for healing purposes, meaning not for eating, but for healing purposes. Oh, the klevim, or for his dogs, or a shoka v'nims is trefa, or if he shechts it, turns out the animal's a trefa, i.e. it's trefa, can't eat it. A shoka the chulim bazara, or if you shecht chulim bazara, and in the base of Mikdash, you can't shecht an animal that's not hektish. That's not supposed to be a korban. So if you shecht it, and you're not allowed to eat that afterwards. So in that case, you're not allowed to eat. So in that case, mishalim chashuni dalav hay, tanakama holds you pay dalav hay, and mishimon poter b'shnei elu, and mishimon poter is pater in the last two, because he holds that there needs to be an ability to eat the item, the animal that you ate, that you shechted rather. So therefore, you shechted a trefa or is a chulim bazara, right, so then you're going to be right, you're not allowed to eat it, so therefore you're going to be potter from dalav hay. So, lema masnizin delok Rabbi Akiva. Let's say that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. Why? Which part of our Mishnah? Right, the part where we said if one set of Edom saw the theft and one set of Edom saw the tvicha mechira. My dear Rabbi Kiva, because if it's Rabbi Kiva Shita, Hamar Davar Hilo Chatzi Davar. Rabbi Kiva says that Edom have to testify about something, about an entire thing, not half a thing. If you look at Rashi, Al Pi Shnayim Edom Yakum Davar, the Pasuk says, right, if you have two Edom, the matter should be established. Fani Edi Tvicha, right, and these witnesses, right, what did they say? We have one witness saw the Gneva, fine. But one set of witnesses saw the Shchita. Right, that's only half of the story. Right, because again, what's the second set of edim? Saw him shecht an animal. Do they know it's stolen? No, they saw him shecht this animal. They have no idea. Without the edim that he stole something, right, that would be completely meaningless. Well, I'm allowed to shecht my animal. Right, who cares? So that's a, so that's the kasha. Seems like this mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva, who says that you have to testify about the entire thing and not half the thing. The Tanya is written in a braisa back in the Gemara, three lines up. I'm Rabbi Yossi, kishah halach Abba Chalafta, eitzah Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. When Abba Chalafta went as Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, lil mutara, to learn from him some teire. So for Amalei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, eitzah Abba Chalafta. Some people say it's the opposite, all the way around, but either way, Amalei, he said to him, Haresha achla shana. Shana Rishon, I'm sorry, Bifnei Shnayim. Shnia Bifnei Shnayim, Shlishes Bifnei Shnayim. The halacha is that if a person lives 3 years on a piece of land, so then that's called a chazaka, right? And no one can claim, no one, you know, if, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, even without any proof whatsoever, that guy lives on the land, that guy has acquired the land through chazaka, or we have established that the land is his. So now let's say the 3 years of living on that land were through three different sets of edim, right? One guy testified the first year, one guy testified the second year, one set of edim testified the first year, one set of edim second year, one set of edim the third year. So what's the din? Does that work? I mean, or do you need the testimony to be from one set of edim for all 3 years? Samalu said, "Harezu chazaka." So he said to him, "Sure enough, that works. That's good." Samalu afani omer kain. He said, "Einachanami." So whoever was doing the talking said, "I agree with you." Ela Rabbi Kiva cholik b'davar, but Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Shai Rabbi Kiva omer, because Rabbi Kiva says, "Davar v'lo chatzi davar." That you have to testify about everything and not half a thing. So when a guy testifies that he was living on the land for 1 year, what is that? That's nothing. That's halachically not viable. So the Chora, right, this seems to be against our Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva says you need to testify about everything. Our Mishnah says that if you have one set of Edom about the theft, one set of Edom about the Tzvicha Mechira, so then you're going to pay Dalav Hay, even though the Chora, the second set of Edom, is just witnessing, is just saying have a thing. So Rabbi Abai says, no, Afil Tem Rabbi Kiva. You could even say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva. Because Mila Mod Rabbi Kiva, B'Shnaim Omrim Kiddush, B'Shnaim Omrim Baal, the Afagav, the Edi Bia, Tzvicha, the Edi Kiddushin, came with the Edi Kiddushin, Lo Tzvicha, Edi Bia, Davar Karina Bay. That's a long phrase, but let's just explain what's going on. Meaning, Rabbi Kiva certainly would agree that if you had two witnesses who saw a woman get married, and then two witnesses who later, let's say 6 months later, whatever, 2 years later, 5 years later, whatever it is, saw her cheat on her husband, that would obviously be good enough to put her to death. Why is that? Right? Why is that? Right? Without the first Edom, you can't use the second Edom. Right? The second Edom's testimony is meaningless without the first Edom who saw her get married. Obviously, it's not a good thing, but if she's not married, she's not a chayav misa. So again, since says Abaye, since the first Edim, their testimony was complete. Yes, there's a testimony that they were married. They saw the witnesses. Great, this has halacha significance, right? She is now an Eishes Ish, Mazel Tov. So that is enough. That is a full and complete testimony. So that's already called davar. That's enough to call it a full testimony. So how can I misato over here? Right, Avagav the Edi Tzricha Tzricha, the Edi Geneva, even though the Edim that saw the shechting need the Edim who saw the theft to be relevant, but since Kedem the Edi Geneva, Lo Tzricha, the Edi Tzricha, since the first group of Edim don't need the second group of Edim, right, the first group of Edim saw him steal something, they don't need the Edim to say that he shechted it to make him chayiv, right? He's already chayiv kefa, whatever. So therefore, Davar Karinan Bey, therefore, the Dover, Karinabe, that's considered to be an entire witnesses. No, that's an entire testimony. that's complete, and that's fine. Rabbi Kiva could even hold like our Mishnah. Okay, so the Gemara just asked, well, hold on. One, Rabbi Kiva, right, holds that Dover l'chatzi Dover, you need a complete testimony. So Rabbanan, hai Dover l'chatzi Dover l'mutemai. Right, when the Chachamim also have the Puzzuk, right, that Puzzuk says, right, what's it called? Where's Rashi has it? Right, over Al Pishnaim Edim Yakum Davar, right, two witnesses can establish something, right, the matter, right, obviously, right, they hold of that Drasha, so what does that come to exclude? Right, what is that excluding? What case is half of a testimony that's no good? So my answer is, the Mutu Echad Omer Begava, Echad Omer Echad Bekresa. When you have testimony about someone who is a gadol, here is about a girl, but the pashas could be about a guy as well. That if obviously they have to be over bar bas mitzvah, and they need to have shtei saros. They have to have two hairs, right? Then they've gotten to proper maturity. So if you have one aid that says they saw one hair in the back and one hair aid that says you saw one hair in the front, right? Hay chatzi davar. Well, no, that's going to be the kasha. But that would be, yes, that would be half of davar, and that's what we're coming to exclude. So the Gemara just asked, that can't be the case because hay chatzi davar, hay chatzi edesu. That's not only chatzi davar. That's not only half of a thing. That's half of a testimony. Meaning a testimony, a halachic testimony, right, is something that is halakhically significant, right? Again, saying something that something was stolen, that something was shechted, right? That's not half a testimony. That's just perhaps not relevant legitimately. But if you say that someone has one hair, right? So that's literally nothing. You need two hairs, right? That's half of a testimony. He didn't see the whole thing. So Gemara says, rather, lemute shnayim omrim echa begavav, shnayim omrim echa bekresa. So the case is no, that two people saw it. Meaning one witness is only half of a testimony. What is one witness in the back, one witness in the front? That's not helpful. That one witness is not able to do anything by themselves. So rather the case is no, to exclude a scenario where two people saw, right, one hair in the back and two people saw one hair in the front, right? Honey Amri Kitanahi, honey Amri Kitanahi, totally messed that up. Honey Amri Kitanahi, the honey Amri Kitanahi. Because both of the testimonies, again, you put them together, fine, then you see two hairs. But each testimony is literally testifying that she is still a katana, right? Because they only see one hair. So therefore, right, that would be what's davar velo chati davar. That's what be with the chachamim are coming to exclude. Problem with that is that how is that different than a case where one set of Adam said, I saw 1 year of living on the land. Another set said, I saw another year of living on the land. And a third set of Adam saw a third year of living on the land. Right, that seems to be the same thing. They all saw half a thing. Right? Two Adam saw one hair, two Adam saw one hair. And two Adam saw 1 year, two Adam saw a second year, two Adam saw the third year. Right? How is that different? Right, what's the difference over there? So Rishon didn't work on this. Tosos asked that question. If you look at Tosos, the Mute Shnaim, third line down, he says, Velo Dami, he has a couple answers. Let's just do the first one. Velo Dami, Lashana Rishon, Shnaim, how is it different? Dehosam ro kol ma shahayu yucholim liros posashana. The Edim saw all they could have seen by the case of Chazaka. When the guy was living on the land, right, their neighbors were living there for 1 year. They saw the entire thing. They were there the whole year. They saw everything that they could have seen. But by the case of the hairs, so you have two Adam testifying about the hair in the back, two Adam testifying about the hair in the front, they're missing something, right? They didn't testify about everything. They didn't see the entire picture. So therefore, that's why it is worse. Okay, right? There's already other things you can see. Tosos for the rest of that, another Rishonim give other answers, but that would be, says Gemara, that would be the exclusion, right, for the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Vayter, the Mishnah said, Gano from Machab Shabbos. If you sold it on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv dalei vehei. I have a tanya proter, but the Braisa says that if you gunav a tavach, gunav a machar, if he stole it and sold it on Shabbos, he'd be potter, implying that he'd be chayiv misa. So now the Gemara is going to have to come up with a fancy case how a guy can be chayiv misa for selling something on Shabbos, because selling something itself, right, just exchanging it for money, for example, is not a malacha. It's not going to be chayiv misa on Shabbos, even though it's aser midei rabbanan. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Barchama, right, be kitanya hahi. When we taught this brisa to potter that it's potter, but omer lo, the case is, he said to him, akot steina mitei nasi. Right, v'tizni le ginevo sech. Right, when he said, right, the guy who was trying to buy it, right, he said to the thief, cut off a fig. Right, cut off a fig, right, from the tree, and then, right, then you can take whatever, you know, whatever the animal, let's say the animal that I stole. So therefore, when he cut off the tree, again, that's kotzer, that's nisr daraisa. Therefore, right, to buy, to do the transaction, he cut off the fig, and therefore, it's going to be chayav misa, while, you know, again, right, for the sale, right, and dalav v'hei, right, that happens at the same time, so therefore, he's going to be, I'm going to say Kimley, he's not going to have to pay. So Army, they said, V'kevin dekitava leg, come on, bedina, lo amrin and zil shalim. But 1 second, if the guy who bought it, right, brings the ganav to Beis Din, right, to return the fig, right, or to be, what's it called, to, obviously we're not going to say he has to pay him, right, the b'chayiv benafshehu, because he's chayiv misa. So mechir nami lav mechiru. So the sale is not a good sale. So, meaning, if he's not going to have to pay, right, since he's chayiv misa for cutting off the fig, so he's not going to have to pay, right, for the transaction. So the whole sale is not a sale. So the guy never sold the items. That's not a case of where he stole it and he sold it. So Ella Amar Papa, Papa says, but Omer Lo Zrok Nevasech Lechatzri. The case is, yeah, the guy says, throw what you stole. I guess he's heavy, right? It's a lamb, I don't know, whatever. Lamb or cow, so it must be a lamb, let's say. Throw it, what you stole into my chatzar, and then, right, I'll acquire it. So what the guy is doing at the same time, when the way he's selling it is he's violating chotza from Mishus L'Rishos, he goes from Mishus Ram, Mishus Yochid, and he's throwing it into the guy's chatzar, so therefore he's chayiv Misa on Shabbos, and therefore, right, he would be potter for the Tzvicha Mechira. The Gemara says, the Keman, who's that like? Rabbi Kiva. That must be like Rabbi Kiva. Right, Amar Kluta Kamashu Humcha Damya. That Kluta Kamashu Humcha Damya is a sugya in Shabbos. That basically Rabbi Kiva says that if something comes into the airspace of a Rishus, it's as if it's resting on the ground. So it must be that once the animal, let's say, flies over the fence, right, and gets into the airspace of the chotzer, so that's as if it's lying on the ground, because otherwise, kikar abanan, right, then he wouldn't be potter, because kaven, meaning you wouldn't say that it happened at the same time. We wouldn't say kim le'rab, meaning kim de'matia le'chotzer beis okana, le'in shabbos le'mechayiv ad'matia le'ara. For chil shabbos, for chotzer, you're only going to be chayiv for an akira and hanacha. If you uproot it from one rishos and you put it down in another rishos. The second, the animal hits the ground, right, and it's considered to have a hanacha, that's when you're going to have the chil Shabbos. One of the rules of kimle is that you need to have the action coming at the same time. So if you give the rishus, when you transfer ownership of the animal, the chil Shabbos has to happen, right, at the same time. So if it must be according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that once the animal's in the airspace, it's if it's on the ground, and therefore, right, once the guy acquires the animal, because it's in his airspace, right, it's also, as if it's on the ground, it's also hanacha, it's also going to be chayiv for Shabbos. But otherwise, according to the Chachamim, right, that's going to happen in two stages. First, he's going to acquire the animal as it goes into his airspace, and then he's going to be chayiv for the chil Shabbos when it hits the ground. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't necessarily have to be only like Rabbi Kiva, but Omar, lo technically, can even say, the guy said the kinyan should only be chal, and once the animal, right, is on the ground. Okay, fine. Rava says, lo l'nkarmi barachama. Really, you can say that with the holy grabbing barachama, that really the case is where the ganav, right, cut off a fig for as payment for the sale. But didn't you tell me it's not a good sale, right? Since the guy who's buying the animal can't get the fig back, right? So therefore, it's not a good sale. Right, so Gemara says, no, that's not true. Why should it not be a good sale? There's Esnan Asra Torah Filu Ba'alimo. For the Torah says that you're not allowed, Rachman al Tzlan, the person sleeps with his mother and pays her a wage, right, for pays for money. Esnan is a salary for a prostitute, Rachman al Tzlan. That is not allowed to be brought on the mizbeach as a korban in the Beis Hamikdash. So if Rachman al Tzlan, right, the prostitute is a person's mother, obviously you're going to get killed for that. That's chiyuv misa. But right, that's still aser. Esnan aser Torah filu bala imo. Even if the guy is going to get misa, right, still the payment is aser to be brought on the mizbeach. V'tavale kaman, and there, right, the mother can't get the payment, right, in Beis Din. She's not going to get the payment because the guy's got a chi of misa. He doesn't have to pay, right, the fee, Rachman al Tzlan. And yet we see that that animal, let's say, for example, that he agreed to pay, is still also be brought as a korban. Right, since we see in Beis Din, the mother can't actually get that payment in Beis Din, but still, if he gives it to her, it's considered to be a good gift, a good payment for services rendered, and that would be usher to be brought in the mizbeach. So Hanami, so here too, avakav dilin tashlumen rei itav bedina kaman lo armin lezil shlim. But even in this case, right, even if the guy would take him to the Beis Din and say, be like, give me my thing back, you Beis Din wouldn't say that the thief has to pay him. So afilu hachi came into kamakni lebehachi havi mechira. But still, if the guy gives over the animal, right, for the fig, so that is considered to be a good sale, and it would be considered to be a good mechira, and therefore he would be chayiv. He'd be chayiv all day, but he'd be putter because he was mechal Shabbos, right, at the exact same time, and therefore there would be kimle with the rabbi. Okay, we'll go back to the head of the Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you are listening to this.